From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. This transition period between winter and spring is, in the estimation of City Public Works Director Ken Kersell, one of the busiest times of the year. He says his crews are working full out.
We're still doing snow removal, trying to get as much snow off the streets where we can. We have crews out with backhoes opening up catch basins that might have ice over top of them. And yeah, potholes, you name it, we're out there working on it.
With frost still in the ground, thawing out frozen water lines adds to the amount of work. Still with the mild weather, the Hollinger Skate Path and the rinks at the Mountjoy Arena and Roy Nicholson Park are closed, at least for the weekend. It's getting late if you're planning a photo op with Rolly, the giant snowman on Kerrigan Road east of Timmins. The man behind the snowman, Michelle Compo, says Rolly's melting fast. He needed repair work to his hat, eyes, and buttons, but is still hanging in at about 40 feet high, down from 45. About 2,900 people have made the trek and donated $3,900 cash and 2,000 pounds of food for area food banks. Downtown Timmins BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell doesn't want any budding entrepreneur to have a forehead-slapping moment. She's issued a reminder that the deadline to enter the Win This Space contest is next Friday at 5 o'clock. You could win a year of rent on a downtown space and $50,000 in other prizes along with it.
We're so in support of all the entrepreneurs in Timmins that we really just want to make sure the message gets out, don't miss the deadline.
What it entails is at downtowntimmins.ca. Starting April 1st, fully vaccinated travelers coming to Canada won't have to be tested for COVID-19. Federal Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos says travelers could still be randomly tested, but don't need to quarantine while waiting for results.
Unvaccinated and partially vaccinated travelers will continue to be tested with COVID-19 molecular tests on arrival and on day 8 while they quarantine for 14 days.
Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra says cruise ship passengers will need to take a rapid antigen test no more than one day before they depart, but won't be tested before getting off the ship. In Moose Sports, the Cochrane Crunch hosted the Timmins Rock at the Donut Shop in a rare Thursday afternoon NOJHL matchup. The final, Rock 6, Crunch 2. Henry Brock of the Rock picked up first star honors for his 2 goals and 1 assist. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.